WDIY Headline News. Months into Pennsylvania's vaccination effort, rates of people getting the shots vary wildly in different parts of the state. Some of the differences can be seen as correlating with politics. After all, Pennsylvania is divided. It's home to one of the bluest congressional districts in the country, as well as dozens of counties that went overwhelmingly for Trump. But as WHYY's Keystone Crossroads' Katie Meyer reports, political extremes don't cleanly predict the willingness to get the shots. Take, for instance, two red rural counties with very different outcomes.
Montour County. It's rural, red, and has one of the highest vaccination rates in Pennsylvania. Jason Kramer's a pharmacist there at the Danville Pharmacy. Over the past few months, they've run popular vaccination clinics in the area.
We're just, a small town pharmacy. So, we had a significantly good rapport with the community. I think, our name within the town of Danville, certainly carried some weight.
In conservative areas like Montour, skepticism about the pandemic isn't uncommon. In the 2020 election, about 60% of county voters cast ballots for Donald Trump. But the county defies easy conclusions about politics driving COVID-19 responses. Montour County Commissioner Ken Holdren, a Republican, says the reason why is simple. First, a lot of work from trusted businesses like Danville Pharmacy. And also, Geisinger Health System, a big regional medical provider, is headquartered in Danville. That gives the county two essential things: medical infrastructure and a lot of people who know the science.
I would suggest that, we didn't get, the pushback that experienced in a lot of the rural areas of the state because of the medical population and the medical workforce that makes up our employees. And the education that they get through the Geisinger efforts probably offset some of the conservative Republican things that, you saw out there in other rural parts of the state.
Out of its entire population, more than half of Montour residents had gotten at least one dose in mid-May, more than the rates in solidly blue counties like Allegheny and the Philly area. It's a huge contrast with another small rural county, Potter, in Pennsylvania's northern tier. The two counties have a lot in common. Their populations are similar sizes. Politically, they're both overwhelmingly conservative. But in Potter, only about 18% of people had been vaccinated in mid-May. And Republican County Commissioner Paul Heimel says the reason has more to do with logistics than politics.
Well, the biggest problem in the remote mountains of northern Pennsylvania was a delay in the supplies. And in a rural county here without a Department of Health, we were somewhat limited in our effectiveness to lobby and push and advocate to get the supplies here. So we were late to the game.
Across the state, it's true that many of the reddest counties are at the bottom of the list in terms of total vaccination rates. But there are many more examples of vaccination success having little to do with the politics of the moment. CDC data shows that Philadelphia has relatively high numbers of people hesitant to get the vaccine, a statistic public officials have theorized is at least partly because of historic healthcare inequities in communities of color. As the pandemic has gone on, improvements to vaccine infrastructure have started to close gaps. Heimel says just recently, the State Department of Health started paying more attention to Potter County.
Within the last week, we have had one-on-one communication with a Deputy Secretary of Health. They asked us to help set up mobile clinics to reach some of the outlying areas, and we responded with great enthusiasm.
There's still a long way to go, he says, but things are looking up. Katie Meyer, Keystone Crossroads.
WDIY. Many choices, real voices.